Hello, welcome to day 18 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Jerome. I use he, him pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me right now, you would see that I am an African-American male, bald, and excited to be here. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. Mental health is the defining public health crisis of our time. Dr. Vivek Murthy, U.S. Surgeon General. Today's entry was written by the Steve Fund, one of our Equity Challenge community group partner organizations. Learn more about the Steve Fund at the bottom of today's email. Mental health has often been described as the ability to adapt to change and cope with stress. Change and stress are a part of everyone's life, yet sometimes they can become overwhelming and lead to mental health challenges. The COVID-19 pandemic exacerbated and shined a spotlight on the mental health challenges facing young people in this country, with a particular focus on what U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy called in his 2021 public health report, the extent and severity of the mental health crisis on racial and ethnic minority, sexual and gender minority, and marginalized young people. The CDC reports that in 2021, more than 4 in 10 students felt persistently sad or hopeless, and nearly 1/3 experienced poor mental health. Young people of color may experience mental health challenges differently due to various societal and cultural factors, including discrimination, systemic inequity, and stigma surrounding mental health, but they are less likely to seek help for their mental health needs. The good news is people can take steps to reduce the risk of stressful situations and protect their mental health. By providing support, also known as protective factors, early on when someone experiences negative life events, also known as risk factors, we can help prevent a mental health crisis. Some of these risk factors include adverse childhood experiences, also known as ACEs, being bullied or cyberbullied, financial stress, homophobia and transphobia, mental health or healthcare stigma, isolation, racial discrimination and xenophobia, violence exposure as a victim or witness, physical and mental illnesses, loss of a loved one due to death or ending of a relationship, multiple oppressed sociocultural identities such as race, gender, sexual orientation, ability, or class. Some of these protective factors include attention from caring and responsible adults, coping skills, family support, peer support, physical and mental health care, problem-solving skills, social connections in school and community, support groups, unconditional love, stress reduction via meditation or exercise. The resources provided in this email are intended to raise awareness of risk factors and offer actionable guidance for ways to build protective factors that support the mental health and well-being of young people of color in your community. The Steve Fund is one of the nation's leading organizations focused on promoting the mental health and emotional well-being of young people of color. Its CEO, David R. McGee, lives in the Detroit area with his family and is senior fellow with the Institute for Nonprofit Practice. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. Since young people of color are in many ways just like other people, what do you think are the pressures or stressors that young people of color face that may make their journey significantly different from other groups? Immersing oneself in culture is a protective factor for mental well-being in young people. What are some aspects of culture that are restorative for you, and how can you create spaces for others to immerse themselves in cultural assets? Young people of color have rates of mental illness similar to other groups. However, their use of mental health services is lower. What might be some of the reasons for this disparity in using mental health services? Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way. We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit UnitedWaySEM.org/Equity Challenge.